Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program. And folks, it's the beginning of the month. So yeah, I know people aren't really thinking about gardening in February, but they should be.
We're thinking about it all year.
Yeah, and people are asking questions. This is good.
Yes.
What do we got for questions?
How and when are people pruning their triple crown blackberries? Well, isn't that handy because we have blackberries?
What does triple crown mean?
To
me, that's an award you win in baseball.
It has to do with how many little leaves they put out. Some are three, some are five.
Oh, okay.
And it depends. Anyway, it's a whole other issue.
Okay.
But the way we prune ours, you'll have a couple of times a year you'll do this. One is when they're dormant, and that would be like February.
No, yeah.
One is through the fruiting season. So in February, you're going to cut all the canes that fruited the previous year down to the ground. You're going to cut out any that are damaged.
Because they won't prune a second time.
They won't prune again. They prune on...
They won't produce again, rather.
Yeah,
sorry.
They produce on second year canes only. Then the canes that were new last year, you're going to prune them to no more than 7 feet tall. We go about 5 feet because that's what our support system is. If the canes are crowded, you prune out the weaker ones. They want a lot of space. So I tell myself, be brutal when I'm doing this. And then you're going to prune the lateral canes to about the trailers to about 12 to 18 inches.
And
so that's the part that will fruit.
And so in the summertime, after they fruit, is when you prune them again?
Well, as the plants are growing,
when the
vertical cane is going up, you don't need it to get any taller because the fruit's going to come on the lateral. So when it gets above, whatever height you've got it, just cut the tip off so it will encourage that lateral growth.
And for fun, actually, we've let blackberries grow to like 15 feet tall.
And it's a mess.
But it's kind of fun. They arch over the sidewalk.
Yes, but we didn't get many blackberries. So we want maximum blackberry, even if it's less aesthetic.
So somebody was asking about strawberries.
Someone was wondering what variety of strawberries. Huh. And you know what? We don't need to think about it. We don't plant strawberries. We've tried.
We've tried in the... Chipmunks and birds eat them all.
That's right. But the city in Des Moines here, they plant strawberries outside City Hall, except City Hall just moved.
Yeah.
So we'll see what the fate of the strawberries is. And there's also some around a nice park area called Gray's Lake. But if you're going to plant strawberries, look at what works for you. It could be either June bearing, meaning they're going to mostly bear all at once and then be done, or ever bearing means for longer, more months through the summer.
Yeah, smaller takes, but throughout the year, throughout the growing season, yeah.
So that depends on your time, your space, when you're going to do
it. And, in Des Moines, the strawberries as ground cover has been a great thing. I mean, it's an easy, once it's planted, the city has very little work to do, and we have all this fresh fruit.
It's incredible.
People have really gotten fond of it too. You can during the season you can go down to the strawberry patches and it's hard to find a spot to pick sometimes, which is a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Meaning we should be planting more strawberries.
More local food.
I saw a question about starting seeds?
Yeah. Okay. So this is how it was written. I'm going to do the voice the way I saw it written. So like, when should I start seeds? And what kind of plant that's cold hardy? I want to really try it, potatoes and onions. And I want some nice peppers.
Nice vocal fry you got
Thank you. And the uptalk.
Uptalk
too. So what haven't we started planting yet?
A lot of things. We've got artichokes, onions. And here's an advantage to planting early. We planted our onions and leeks early and made a mistake that I'm embarrassed to say we made. We planted seed that was a year old.
Ouch.
I'm thinking a year, okay, it's still good. No.
Short viability on
those babies. Some crops have really extended, like our turnip seed will last for almost a decade.
That's right.
But onions, leeks, nope, we had horrible germination.
So
we
saved
replanted.
He went out and got fresh seeds
replanted
and he replanted.
And they're up,
Yes. So we have a lot of plants in, cabbage, eggplant, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. And we started our sweet potatoes in water.
That worked really well last year.
Yes, and it's going to work again this year. They're already rooting. So
we got about 30 pounds from our sweet potato plants last year.
That still could be a whole topic again. We've done it before, but we should do it again. I still need to get celery started, and I want to start fennel and parsley because I don't think our parsley is going to come back, and we need to add fennel
and of course,
back indoors.
Peppers and tomatoes as well.
Those are later crops because we don't want them to get ungainly.
So somebody asked, it's so great to see sunshine. It has me thinking of warmer days to come. It's not really a question. For those who are successful at growing celery, can you tell me if there's a variety that grows well in Iowa?
I've been hearing people talk about other varieties, but we count on Tall Utah. It's also called Utah Tall, depending on which seed company. But this past year, for the very first time, we did a process called blanching. So no time to describe it, really, but it's basically wrapping portions of the plant in some newspaper very lightly to keep it nice and sweet and crisp. But if you plant celery, when you get it planted, water.
The dickens out of it, yeah. And yeah, and sweet potatoes, like we said earlier, time to start those.
Yeah, look up how to get them started in water. It's easy.
Yeah, basically you want to make sure you find the top of the plant, keep that above the water, keep the base in the water, and let the magic start. Kathy, thanks for joining me.
You bet.